Well, this may sound trite or whatever you would say, but I entered the contest because I wanted to see if the book could get more recognition, simply so that I could sell more copies, because I'm trying to help 9 different organizations that work with animals and rescue, and that's what my book was written out of, as a premise of rescue, animal rescue. And as a child, I was always rescuing birds that had fallen out of a very large birdhouse in my neighbor's yard. And it started with that whole concept, and I wanted to someday put this book together and have it as a fundraising option for organizations. And instead of just limiting it to one organization, I started to ask different groups that I know of if they would be okay with me selling the book and donating to them, and maybe them coordinating with me where we could just note it as an option, a fundraising option for them. And I talked to 9 different groups, and they were okay with that. And so I've just put it out there that if people purchase the book through me, even though it was published through a normal publisher, a small publishing company, if they ordered it through me, all my proceeds would go to an organization on my list that they choose. So I have an order form system where people can download the forms from my website, and they can just mail me a check for the book cost and mark which one they would want the whole amount of money to go to. And it's worked out pretty well so far, but I really wanted to see if I can increase the awareness of the book and hope to gather more sales. And since January of 2015 to today, there's been over $1,300 that's been raised, and I would love to do more and see it continue onward, but I have to keep the awareness out there. And so I have a website, and I try to network on each organization's Facebook page at least once a month and share with their followers that this is an option for fundraising. And I also offer to go to events if I have the time. I bring books, and all the books that I sell at that organization's event, I give all of that money at that event to them. And so I try to make it a goal of maybe $100 per event that I go to. So if I can sell 10 books, I'm always happy. So I'm always open to options. There was a grade school in the area that decided to do a Pennies for Pets event, and they asked me if I would come when they were done, and they gave all the money towards my project, and I divided it between all the organizations, and I read my book to them, the kids, and donated books to their library. So there are a lot of options that could be done with this book, and I'm just hoping that people will just want to participate and help spread the word. And
how can listeners, any listeners out there that want to help and get involved, how can they find you? You said you have a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's under my name, which is Tracy Ahrens, TracyAhrens. Weebly.com, and it's weebly.com. And you'll see a link immediately on that page for the Sammy Shelter Project. And you could just, you can contact me there, or they can contact me by my email address, which is also on that web page, on the very first page. So that would be wonderful if someone wants to do that. Any kind of options, you think of an idea, feel free to ask. It's just fun, and be able to share the book with the kids, and it's just been a lot of fun to see their reaction. And so winning this award it makes me feel like it's worthy, I guess, of kids reading this. I don't know how else to explain it. It's good to know the parents really like the book, and according to this contest, they think it would be great for kids. So that's touching to me, to know that it is something that people value.
Okay, Tracy Ahrens of Moments, the author of Sammy Sparrow's First Flight. She gets some recognition for Book of the Year from the Creative Child Magazine Awards program. And I guess, Tracy, again, congratulations on this recognition. And we talked a couple of years back about the book, Sammy Sparrow's First Flight. And for those unfamiliar with it, in a nutshell, maybe a brief synopsis on how the parent interest comes about here.
Okay, in the book I write about the parents set rules for a reason for their children, and the little bird Sammy decides that he's going to go flying at night, which he should not do because it's dangerous. his wings were too weak, so he hopped out of the nest and he fell into a bush below. So it takes you through some different scenarios where it's looking scary from the ground until an owl comes along and knows him and flies him back home to sleep where it's warm and it's dry and he's under his parents' wings. So that was my lesson, is that there are rules set for a reason for kids. So, and this is why it's safer at home. So, I'm hoping that message comes across, and it's a nice book for kids. It's for ages 2 to 8, and so it's a nice book for kids to read maybe at night before they go to sleep, because the images are darker for a nighttime scene, and they're kind of sleepy chalks that I use that are nice and light. So it's just kind of a dreamy look to it.
Well, all of us never quit learning. At least we should never think that we quit learning. So very nice to see that parents and others in the upper echelon in life can find a way to adapt to this book and what it's all about, and help some of the younger people realize their responsibilities out there. Before we let you go, Tracy, any other ideas circulating up there as far as another book?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple, actually, and I brought it up to the kids who did the Pennies for Pets event, and I told them my idea for my next book because they asked me. And it was a very large group of grade school kids, so when I told them, they all laughed, and they seemed very interested. So for me to have that reaction from kids lets me know that it's something that they'd be interested in seeing, but I won't share with you what it is until it comes out. But I have started on it, and I do have someone that will help me illustrate this one. And I'm going to co-illustrate it. That's my goal.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you, and congratulations again on the recognition.
Well, thank you very much.
Tracy Ahrens of Moments winning the Creative Child Magazine Awards Program for 2017 Book of the Year. That book's entitled Sammy Sparrow's First Flight. I'm Carl Gurnovich for 94.1 WGFA.